Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
The church looks beautiful today. Which means that you look beautiful today. And it's so beautiful to hear everybody, or most of the congregation singing, especially children, give so much color and life and joy. And as I said before, today we celebrate this beautiful solemnity, the Ascension of Christ. The Ascension is affirmed in all the creeds of the Church as He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. The mystery of the Ascension is in all the creeds because it proclaims some powerful truths. And let's reflect together on some of them. First, the Ascension is about Jesus returning into the Father's glory and what that means for the human race, for all of us. Jesus' Ascension reminds us that He cannot be captured by any country. He is Lord of all the nations. He is no longer bound to any one language. He can be reached in any language. He is not owned by one culture. He can be part of all cultures. As the letter of the Ephesians says, He fills the universe in all its parts. The Ascension means that Jesus is the universal Lord. Every part of this world comes within His redeeming, healing embrace. So the power of Christ over everyone and everything. Second, the Ascension is not just about Jesus' absence, but about a different kind of presence. In today's Gospel and in today's first reading, Jesus leaves in a dramatic way, enveloped by the cloud, to emphasize that from now on He will be with us in a new kind of way, not visually, but in His spiritual sacramental presence. Our experience of Christ is not like that of the disciples who saw Him, touched Him, and ate with Him. Our experience of the risen Lord is like that of the billions since then who have not seen with their eyes but have real contact with Christ through faith, the sacraments, prayer, and the life of the Church. That is why Jesus gives the great commission to spread the gospel. People will now encounter the Lord through the life of the Church. He is with us, with the same redeeming power and cleansing love as He was with the apostles, but in a different way. And maybe we should ask ourselves if we recognize His presence when He comes to us, especially in the sacraments. We can focus on the Eucharist. He makes Himself present, and He comes for you, to be with you and in you, and to transform your life from within. We can think of the sacrament of confession, where Jesus Himself touches us and gives us His grace, His strength, and His peace. He also comes to us through people in our lives and our families. And maybe sometimes we are too blind and we cannot see Christ when He tries to transform who we are. Finally, the Ascension is not only about Jesus, but also about us. Because as we said in today's opening prayer, where Jesus is now, we hope someday to be. I am going to prepare a place for you, says the Lord. Although the life journey for each of us is different, our destination is the same: union with God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And what a beautiful destination. God made us for Himself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in Him. For some people, that journey may be short or long. It may have much suffering and challenge. It may be difficult and demanding. We should be united by knowing that we are all striving to arrive at the same destination. Our life here on earth does not fully define who we are. It is not a complete picture. It is not the whole truth. We have an immense glory ahead of us to be where Jesus is. Heaven is not some alien place, but our true home, the place for which we strive and yearn in so many subtle ways. You know that Saint Thomas Aquinas calls heaven our patria, our homeland. Where Jesus now is, we hope someday to be. And I think it is important to remember that we are pilgrims on earth, that we must get closer and closer to the Lord, that He is the way in this life, and He'll be the truth and the life in heaven, that we must choose the right path, because we can go astray if we don't make good decisions, if we don't place Christ at the center of our lives. So the Ascension teaches us some powerful truths in whose light we should live. Jesus is the universal Christ, Redeemer of the whole world. We have a future larger and more enduring than this world. We will last longer than the mountains, the sun, and the stars. In Christ, if we remain in union with Him, we will share the very life and eternity of God. Because Jesus returned to the Father and sent the Holy Spirit, He is more than just an example. He is now very close to every one of us. That is why after the ascension, the disciples returned to the temple, praising God, and that is why we are here today. The ascension is not about absence, but about the new spiritual presence of Christ to all of us, whatever we are, through the Holy Spirit. Now, the risen Lord is as close to us as the beating of our hearts. Today's celebration, today's solemnity means that Jesus is gone from our sight, but not from our lives. So let's ask the Lord to keep the flame burning in our hearts, to be always hopeful, to know that His grace is stronger than our enemies, stronger than evil, because He's already overcome evil and He's awaiting us up there. And let's also ask the Lord to give us eyes to see Him in our daily lives, especially in the sacrament of the altar. May Jesus change who we are and give us now the life that we hope to enjoy with Him forever in heaven. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.